This is Tony Broom Ministries welcoming you for the old time preaching from God's Word. Here's a sermon entitled, John Told the Truth About Jesus.
Jesus was teaching, and he taught about the shepherd, the good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for the sheep. He taught about the sheep being led in and out, finding pasture, being saved. They didn't understand what he was talking about, but he gave witness to his Father. The Father gave me a commandment, what I should say, what I should do. I lay down my life for the sheep. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment I've received of my Father, and therefore the Father loves me because I give my life for the sheep. In John chapter 10, he continues teaching about being one with the Father. He actually said, I and my Father are one. Well, they were furious, infuriated about this. How in the world can someone claim to be one with God? And they took up stones and they were going to stone Jesus because he was teaching about being one with God the Father. In verse 39, therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand and went away again beyond Jordan to the place where John at the first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. John told the truth about Jesus. They came to him and said, John didn't do any miracle, but all things that he said about this man were true, and many believed on him there. That's the ultimate goal and result of every ministry, every church, every service, every missionary outreach, every endeavor in the gospel. That is the goal. That's the result, that people would believe on Christ and be saved. Many believed on him there. Thank God for those who have believed all throughout the ages as they believed on Christ. John told the truth about Jesus, as we will see. Not only did John tell the truth about Jesus, but in Luke chapter 7, verse 28, Jesus tells the truth about John. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Now that's a great testimony that Jesus gave concerning John. Among those who are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. That says to me that he's greater than Moses. He's greater than Abraham. He's greater than Daniel. He's greater than Isaiah. He's greater than David. He's greater than Ezekiel. Among those who are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But those who are least in the kingdom of God are greater than he. As we can tell by our text verse, John is the greatest of all the prophets, and those who are born of women. So other than Jesus, John the Baptist is the greatest man, not Paul like some would think, according to the words of Jesus himself. But how is he the greatest? As the text points out, he didn't even do any miracles. It says John did no miracles. So the miracles didn't proclaim him to be the greatest. He didn't do miracles. He had disciples, but never saw great multitudes being saved or healed. He had a brief ministry, much shorter than any of the other prophets. He was scorned by the religious crowd and beheaded by Herod, who was caught up in the wicked plot conspiracy of the Herodias mother-daughter massacre execution. He never got to witness the resurrection of Jesus or Pentecost. With all of this not in his favor, how in the world could he be the greatest? Because he had the greatest message. His message is what this message is all about. John told the truth about Jesus. All the Gospels have John the Baptist preaching about Jesus. A revival evangelist went to hold a revival, and he went out in the field where all the farmers were and was talking to the farmers. You guys have a chance, you get off early enough, come on into service. This farmer came up to him and said, Reb, Do you read your sermons? The preacher said, no, sir. He said, well, I'll be there. So, evidently, some people don't like these preachers who read their sermons. Well, if you get one from God, you don't have to read it. He'll give it to you. So I'm not reading my sermon today, but I must admit I'm reading John's sermon. John told the truth about Jesus. Matthew chapter 3, starting at verse 7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, God is able of these stones to raise up children under Abraham. Now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. There's only two kinds of fire. He said, every tree that does not bring forth good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. That's hell fire. But he said, one is coming after me, who is mightier than I. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. This is Holy Ghost fire. I'd rather have Holy Ghost fire than hell fire any day of the week, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. You can't be just chaff sitting around on the church pew, waiting to find fault with the preacher, waiting to find fault with things that are going on at the church. You'll be blown away and cast into the fire. You got to be wheat. You got to be something that'll bring forth fruit and that will cause something to do some good, because the chaff will be cast into the fire and burn up. In Mark chapter 1, verse 7, he preached, saying, there cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. John told the truth about Jesus. He said, I'm not even worthy to stoop down and unloose his shoe. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. The last part of Luke chapter 3, verse 2 says that the word of God came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. In verse 3, he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth. You want equality? He said every valley will be filled up. Every high hill and mountain will be brought down. The crooked places will be made straight, and that which is crooked will be straightened out, the rough places smooth. You want equality? Come to the Lord. He'll treat you better than fair. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. John preached the truth concerning Christ. Verse 15, and as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their heart of John whether he were the Christ or not, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor. The Bible says that God sits in heaven, and he blows on the nations of the world. God is in control. It may not look like it, it may not seem like it, but God is still in control. He will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. John chapter 1, beginning in verse 15, John bare witness of him and cried, saying, John told the truth about Jesus. This was he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus came to fulfill all the law and all the prophets. And God gave the law to Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. We've received his fullness, and we go from grace to grace. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John is saying, I'm showing him to you. I'm revealing him to you. I'm telling you the truth about Jesus. John told the truth about Jesus. This is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elijah? And he saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, No. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that ask us, and to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? He could have said, Well, those who sent you, why don't you just tell them to buzz off? That'd be a good answer to give them. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. They which were sent were the Pharisees. That ought to tell you something was wrong with them anyway. They asked him and said unto him, Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not the Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you. Now notice up to this point, he had said he's coming. There's one who's coming after me. He's preferred before me. He was before me, but he's coming after me. And now he's getting to the point of urgency. He said, he's already here. He's standing among you. There's one standing among you whom you know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh the man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come, baptizing with water. And John bare record. He bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not. Some people think that just because John and Jesus were cousins according to the flesh, half cousins, I suppose you would say, that they knew each other all their life, but they didn't. The Bible said that John the Baptist stayed in the wilderness until the day of his showing unto Israel. So he didn't even really know him. He had never met him. He said, I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. Jesus has the Holy Ghost. He gives the Holy Ghost. He has the right to baptize in the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Again the next day after, John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God. Praise God, this is the one who takes away the sin of the world. John's message was, He's coming, He's coming, He's here. And then he sees him going and walking, and he said, There he goes. He's going to the cross. He's going to carry forth the word of God. He's going to send people into all the world. Chapter 3 of John, beginning at verse 26. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John, don't you know that Jesus, his disciples are baptizing for him? People are coming to him. They're all coming to him. What about you? John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. Jesus is the bridegroom. He's the one who has the bride. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. John said, I'm just glad to be a friend of the bridegroom. I'm just glad to hear his voice. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. As great as John the Baptist was, he was still an earthly man. Christ is the only one who came down from heaven. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. John told the truth about Jesus. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. John never forgot that vision that he saw. It wasn't a vision, it was a reality. When Jesus came to him and he was baptized, and the Holy Ghost descended from heaven like a dove and lighted upon him and abode upon him, John never forgot it. The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John told the truth about Jesus. You got to believe on Jesus to be saved. He that believes on the Son has everlasting life. He that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God is already abiding on him. Those who believe on Jesus are saved. They have eternal life. Those who choose not to believe on Christ, their good is already judged. The wrath of God, as it were, is already abiding on them. The message of all the other prophets said, He's coming, He's coming, He's coming. John is the only one whose message is, He is coming, He is here, and there He goes. John is the only one who has the message. Not only is He coming, but here He is. This is the one that I'm talking to you about. And now He goes to prepare a place for us. He goes to suffer and die on the cross. He goes so He can come back again. Like all the other prophets, John got discouraged. Are you really the one who should come? Or do we look for another? He wanted to know. Jesus was quick to encourage His cousin, friend, servant, and child. Matthew chapter 11, verse 4. Jesus answered and said unto him, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. He told the witnesses, Go and show John what things you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. Tell John it's not like it looks like it is. It's not like it seems like it is. I know things around you are discouraging. I know things around you are bad. But I want you to focus on that which is true and that which is good. The blind are receiving their sight. The deaf are getting their hearing. Dead are being raised up. The poor are having the gospel preached to them. The lame are walking. The mute are talking. People are being blessed. Yes, John was the greatest of the prophets. But even if you are the least in the kingdom of God, you are greater than he. Now think about that. As great as John the Baptist was, if you are the least in the kingdom of God, you're greater than he. Why? Because we have something that John didn't have, including the new covenant and a complete Bible. We have a Bible. John didn't have a Bible. John didn't have a church to go to. He didn't have a lot of things that we have. We have opportunities and experiences which he didn't have. We might say, oh, if only John could be here where we are today. Yea, rather, if we could only be where he is. And that we will. Soon and very soon, we will be where John is. We will go to that place where John is one of these days. We're headed there. And Jesus is coming. Soon and very soon, Jesus is coming again. Father in heaven, thank you for the opportunity to share this word with your people today. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us not to be discouraged like John was. Help us to focus on Christ, to know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And help us, like John, to tell the truth about Jesus. I pray that many would come to a knowledge of Jesus as Savior and Lord, choose to receive him and believe on him. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Old Time Preaching from God's Holy Word. The sermon has been entitled, John Told the Truth About Jesus. Make sure that Jesus is your Savior, and you make him your Lord today. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.